Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
So you might have heard this story of the white wolf and the black wolf. Which is the one that is going to live and going to survive is the one we feed. So don't feed the black wolf ever. You are allowed to let it starve. So what happens on an energetic level? And I know that Eckhart Tolle, it's his book on New Earth. So it's coming now. This is why I'm mentioning it. This is a book that is very interesting to read, New Earth from Eckhart Tolle. Tolle or Toll, I don't know how to pronounce it in English. Anyway, so basically, like he talks about the pain body as an entire living frequency. So it is like it's a frequency that is alive as we are. Only it is part of ourselves. So the pain body is there. And so what the pain body does, like all frequencies, it wants to live. So to live, it needs to feed. And to feed, it needs for us to continue perpetuating our pain, our wounds. This is attachment to suffering that the Ascended Master Green Tara and all of the Taras work a lot with. So Ascended Masters Green Tara is excellent to work with for these things. So it's our attachment to suffering that perpetuates our inability to shift to a new level of our embodiment of our the true divinity, because our soul is free from pain and it is free from procrastination, it is free from fear. So I would love, Horacio, for you to really realize and every day to bring that to your conscious awareness in your meditation, in your prayers, is that I'm Horacio, and as a divine soul, I am free. I'm free from pain. I'm free from doubt. I am free from procrastination. I'm free from fears. All of that as a divine soul, I am free from, and I am courageous. I am strong. I know what it is that I'm here to be doing, and I have an endless amount of resources, of power, of courage, of knowledge, intelligence, trust, and faith in myself to be able to every single day continue walking on my path. This is who I am. And so you have to write it down, say it out loud, because that is rewiring your subconscious mind to the truth of that divinity. So on one hand, we want you to do that, to write all your qualities, all your soul's anchors, everything that you are. And this is everything that we have mentioned, and you know that. So then you place yourself at the center point of your fractal in your heart, and you observe, great, my soul is all of it. And now my human is challenged. My human struggles to catch up to that reality. So I can see the gap between the true divine soul that I am, which is basically there already. My soul is all the badass qualities that we are. My soul is that. And my human is experiencing doubt. My human is procrastinating. My human is in the pain body, feeding the pain body, chewing the pain body. So chewing on the pain body, so that this pain body stays alive, and then it grows, and then it becomes alive, and that the pain body of the human kind of takes over the direction of our lives. So always remember that the direction of your life comes from your heart and from your soul. Only the pace at which you create a new reality will be dictated by how you handle the gap, by how you handle the human. So if we identify with the pain body, with the human, the pace is extremely slow. We walk through mud, we identify with our wound and our trauma, and it becomes the narrative. If we even allow at times, so when the pain body, when we are very exacerbated as a human, it's like everything is bad, I'm bad, everything is shit. Keep 2% of window when you can say, okay, I'm really in my human process right now, but I can see through this from my heart, from the center point of my fractal. I can see that I'm exacerbated in my doubts. I'm crippled by doubt right now. Okay, my human. So we change the narrative. My human is crippled by doubt. My human is procrastinating. My human doesn't know how to move to the next level. Cool, cool. What does my human need? And so you talk like this to your human. What does my human need? And your human might be like, I need reassurance. I'm really scared. Okay, so what kind of reassurance? What can I give you? Why do you feel so scared and terrified to move on to the next level? To actually, you know, do your mission. Oh, I'm really scared what other people might think. So great, that's fear. That's a fear of criticism from others. Great. So how can we work around that? And the human is going to be like, I don't know. It's going to say, great, let's ask the heart. Because the heart will tell us what we can do. And so you ask your heart, the human is terrified because the human is very scared. Because what other people might think if all of a sudden we say, this is who I am, this is what I do. And everybody's going to come like, blah, 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 blah. Great. Heart, what are you sharing? And so when you do that, you allow your heart to have a voice. And your heart is the truth of your own divinity. It is your soul. So your heart is very important here. That is the challenge in this practice. The heart is gonna share. And the heart is going to say beautiful thing. It's going to say, completely understand that you have doubts and that you fear what other people might think of you. I completely understand that you are scared because how can you sustain yourself doing your mission? Like you need to pay the bills. You need to do all of that. How can you move to have like a really good income so you can actually follow your dream? I can see all of that. So the heart always shows compassion. The heart is not going to just going to say, I feel you, I hear you, and so on. But here is the thing. We can only be happy if we do this, because this is what we were born to do. I was born as a soul to do this mission. I was born to find fulfillment through that. And I, the heart, can see through the density, because the heart peers through the layers of density, through the pain body, all the way to our future timeline that is present of us fulfilling our mission, doing it every day, piercing through this layer. So the heart knows that happiness is on the other side. So we need to listen to our heart. And then we listen to our heart, we write it down, we take notes, we understand that the heart is there supporting us. And then the mind will come, the human mind will come, but with very logical reasons. And here, this is how we dance with this. The heart might say, trust in faith, you know, drop everything, you will be fine, you will be held. Yes, that's great, but the human is not at that stage of just going like, oh yes, you know, let's just leave my country, quit my job, you know, whatever, and do this. So with the mind, we can take steps. It's like the human is really freaked out so fast. We're going to do this step and then we're going to do that step. And so you break it down. And then it comes to like a task management techniques, literally. It's like you have your mission, your purpose, and then your heart is guiding you. Then you have to break through your strategy on how you get there. From strategy, you go into tactics. Tactics are every day. And then from these tactics becomes self-discipline. And self-discipline is extremely important, Horacio and everyone. This is what is going to change everything. So every single day, repeat who you truly are, repeat what it is that you want in your life. So this becomes your reality. And you talk about it as you have it already. So what we perceive is that you, Horacio, but also everyone else here, you literally, you have every tool that you need to be able to get to where you want. There is nothing that you are missing, okay? There is not only nothing that you are missing, but there is nothing that is preventing us from getting there. So yes, this inner child wound, there can be past lives, you know, weaved into that, that makes the task more difficult. But eventually, if we never work on inner child, past life, ancestors, timeline, but we unapologetically believe in ourselves, like we are our best cheerleader ever, we're going to peer through all of this density. Why? Because we are God now, not tomorrow, not in the past. Now we are God. We are source. We are the divine consciousness. Now there is nothing missing. There is nothing too broken about ourselves that is going to prevent us from getting what it is that we want. Why? Because otherwise that wouldn't be placed in the field. Remember that our desires are there to create this path of freedom, abundance, happiness, of self-knowing, all that it is that we want. So it happens to me all the time. I have this project. I really want to go to that place with my friends, and it is my highest timeline, and I go for there and so on. And then poof, does not happen. That mission, that thing does not happen. What does that mean? It doesn't mean, it's like, oh, I was so wrong. What's wrong with me? I never actually know what's my mission. No, I never go into the narrative of judgment around that. What happened is that the path that I went on taught me exactly what I needed. It's actually happened to me because I was supposed to go on this luxurious cruise with some of my best friends, soul sisters, and so on. Money is not on the bank account. It's like it's in the field, it should be coming, people owe money, like all of these things. It's not there. So releasing the actual weight of seeing something manifest that is going to give us our value. My value is not measured by the things that I accomplish. My value or value is measured by us rising up to the occasion to be the best version of ourselves every day. And at times, the best version of ourselves every day is to stay in bed and cuddle our human and have cacao, hot chocolate, tea, I don't know, watch Netflix, because this is what really the human needs, a break from the outside world. Okay? So Horatio, you have everything that you need. So be clear on what it is that you want. Be clear on who you are, on all your qualities, and share that every single day. And then, when doubts come, you can face doubt in the eyes, like the black wolf. And you look at it and you can say, you just freaking back off. I don't feed you. I don't want you. You are obsolete. Like you are outdated. Like I don't want any black wolf. Like I'm not even going to pay attention to you. It's going to be like roaring, like, and it is literally that, you know, because all of these, there are frequencies that are alive, and you can have a conversation. You see the black wolf, it's like, poof, I'm blanking you, you know, like I'm literally blanking you right now, and you can push it away with your hands. Sometimes I do movement like that, you know, because thoughts are energies, and energies that are present within us and around us. So I just move the energy. So move the energy around your head. Say, I'm clearing all the doubts. I'm clearing the fears, and I'm clearing all the pain body away. Please, my angels, avians, whatever, whoever as a friend, the team spirit that you have there, and you shush them, and you use your hands, because your hands, they're an extension of your heart. So when you really feel that your hands, they are moving away, it's that love is moving everything that is not love with love. You know, it's fine. You can go and exist somewhere else, not with me, and come back from where you come from. Like, I'm not interested. And you remove density like this, you know, with your hands, because it's an extension of love. So give yourself as well some targets. So it's important that we have objectives. So it's a target. So if procrastination is a big thing that comes with spiritual discipline, so it's like every single day I'm going to write few lines for my book, every single day I'm gonna post something on my social if I want to get my message out there through the social marketing. So it's like give yourself some objective that is not overwhelming either, you know. It's like it's achievable, and so you, as much as possible, you stick with that. And in the evening, always look at your day and feel very proud and grateful for yourself, everyone. That's so important. You can celebrate yourself, even if you did something very small, that you think other people would love that if you say, oh, today I accomplished this, but you know that for you it's a big thing, and celebrate yourself, really, like, look at this, it's amazing, I'm the best person, I did this, I'm awesome.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.